Still got Puff on the phone, live from vacation. He's Papa Puff right now, but the grind continues. He's still out there promoting that Last Train to Paris. Puff.
What's good?
What's good, baby? Puff don't sleep either, man, so I appreciate him kicking in. Yo, Puff, so has anybody really asked you, like, what's the significance of the title of the Last Train to Paris? Like, take me into exactly what the concept was of the album.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was, you know, the concept of it was love, you know what I'm saying? When, you know, as an artist or as anybody in the game, it's, you get your best work when you talk about what's your, you know, what's man did in your heart.
Yeah.
You know, love has always been my kryptonite, you know what I'm saying? Love has always been my kryptonite. But love, like the word love sounds a little cliche and corny.
Yeah.
You talk about doing it for an album, but if you look at love, it's like the most dangerous, most spiritual, most happy, mean, provocative, sexual, passionate, ill, gangster thing that there is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love could give you life, or love could kill you. So it's like we just went into the deepness of you know, lyrically, of what it really is like. Something that we all, no matter how tough we try to be at a facade, we try to put up something that we all like deal with. And you know, and just overall, Last Train to Paris is about, you know, finding love, losing love, and trying to get it back again.
Yeah.
And you know, one year when I was in Howard, you know, a girl I was in love with, her parents took her out of school, and she you know, and then they didn't tell me that the only way she could come back is if she ain't there with me no more.
Damn.
And I got a call. I was in New York. I got a call. I was in New York. And I heard that she was back on Howard's campus. And I was like, there's no way. And I heard from her in like 3-4 days. And, you know, I immediately ran from my office and jumped on the train.
Damn.
To go to D.C. Yeah.
I never heard you tell nobody the story. Ride. I never heard anybody tell her about the story before. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah.
So did you find her? You found her?
Exclusive. Wake your ass up. Exclusive. Now, check this out. So, so during the train ride, like, my mind was just blown. I was wondering, was she going to be there? Was it a lie? Was she going to care about me? What was going to happen? And so that's really about the Last Train to Paris, when you lose that love and you try to get on that train and catch that person. And it's like, and it's like we don't really get too many chances at love. No matter what. And we have a lot of things in this world, money, the fame, the this, the that, the whatever. But if we ain't got that love, you know what I'm saying? We ain't really living. We ain't really got life.
Well, you got
like a life or death situation. Yeah, no, I just want to make it clear. It's just about me hearing about, you know, hearing about this shorty that I done lost, I'm in love with. And the only way I could get to her is the Last Train to Paris. And somebody tells me she's someplace, and I take that train ride. And it's all the things that go on in my mind as I'm trying to get back to. I don't even know if she's going to be there. I don't know if she's going to care about me. If I'm going to care about her, she's going to look the same. Like, what am I doing? Just those things. So it's just unapologetically, you know, about love and about that real love and that real feeling. So, you know.
Yeah, and it's a bold move because you stuck with that concept, you know, for 3 years. Like, did you ever waver on that? Like, what made you stick with the concept and delivering that record? Like, you never wavered. Criticism aside, you stuck with it.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I got like an uncut version of the album that's so far out there that I did have to bring it back to the center a little bit.
Okay.
And like make sure that, you know, I A&R'd the project and made it where it was palatable for, you know, cats, so it wouldn't be too much. I was like real extra sophisticated with it. And one day we'll just put out that uncut version.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I was able to bring it back in the center. I was able to work with like Polo the Don and Jerry Wonder and, you know what I'm saying? I was just able to get like some stuff to help me work with some Swiss Beats. So help me bring it back in the center. And, you know, doing a joint with Khalifa at the end of the joint. It all helped the vision come to a point where it was still like a new sound, a fresh sound. It was still a risk. But at the same time, it was the smashes on that motherfucker.
Okay. We're going to come back, Puff, talk some more about these smashes. Last Train to Paris, stay focused. It's still in stores. Puff still on his grind. He's still promoting. We'll be right back. Shade 4-5.